Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Clara Lee from Great Wall in Florence. Now,
yes,
I grew up in the Boston area.
I'm sorry about that.
And I had a lot of Chinese food, or what I was told was Chinese food growing up. Poo-poo platter, chicken wings, chicken fingers, spare ribs, crab rangoon, egg roll, beef teriyaki. That is it. All mixed with a delicious coating of MSG to give that extra special flavor that makes you believe food tastes better than it does and not be able to pull yourself away from the all-you-can-eat buffet. Also found out my Nana cooked with MSG, but that's another story. Clara Lee, what are we having at Great Wall that makes you a local hero?
Kind of really different cooking. It's Chinese food, but it's really, really like a really Chinese style, a lot of homemade style. And during the summertime, we use a lot of local veggie.
So tell me what you do with the local vegetables to give it a Chinese style.
Like a bok choy.
Uh-huh.
You can cook bok choy with tofu. It's delicious.
So how do you cook it? Because whenever I get bok choy at the farm share, I always never know what to do with it. How do you cook it with the tofu?
Oh, it's very simple. You just steam the bok choy really quickly.
Uh-huh.
Make them still like a crispy.
Yeah.
And then cook the tofu with little sauce. And
like
little,
a soy sauce or?
No, really simple, not soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
We use like, vegetarian, we use like a bean sauce. With some ginger.
A bean
and,
sauce?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
With ginger and garlic.
Mm. And you're getting the bok choy from the local farms in the area?
Yeah, from Montague, the farm. They have really good veggie.
And you're going to be part of Local Hero Restaurant Days, which is August 19th and 20th. How many restaurants participating, Phil Corman from CISA?
Well, there's in total 54 local hero restaurants in Hampshire, Franklin, and Hamden County, and they're serving up thousands of meals every week. And we've calculated about more than $2 million. Restaurant owners like Clara are purchasing local ingredients from our farm. So it's not every single restaurant, but most of them. So it's closer to, you know, the 50.
And these will be specifically highlighting the local harvest during restaurant days, even above and beyond what they usually do.
Well, some of them are always above and beyond.
Right.
So like Clara does an amazing job at the Great Wall. It's just different from any other Chinese restaurant you've ever been to. And it's not what you ate growing up in suburbia.
How many of those things that I mentioned before are actual Chinese food that you would consider Chinese food? Any of the things, the crab rangoon or the chicken wings or the chicken
That's thing? Really Chinese American style.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can get this for any Chinese restaurant.
Right.
But beside that, you know, we have the special gourmet menus.
Right.
Yeah, look at the menu. And then that's totally different than the other Chinese restaurant menus.
And is that more authentically Chinese?
Yes. It's more local and more fresh.
What if I wanted to go and have what would be a typical Chinese food meal that you might actually eat in China, but that you, Clara, at Great Wall are making out of the vegetables that we have here in the valley? What would be sort of your first suggestion?
Try the stuffed tofu.
Stuffed tofu, it's amazing.
We stuff chicken and shrimp in the middle and cook with the really nice flavory sauce.
Not duck sauce.
No.
That's the sauce that I grew up with. It's not made with real duck? No, I don't think so. I don't even want to know.
And Clara, what'd you bring here for Monty to taste today?
Oh,
yeah, there's the little corn cake. The corn is from the local.
It's from Galanka Farm.
Right.
They're really sweet corn with some shrimp and pork. With some little veggie, dip with the ginger sauce.
All right, he's dipping now. He's dipping.
I can't wait.
Here he goes.
Mmm, so delicious.
Yeah, so they're really good flavor.
Is corn a typical ingredient in China?
Yeah, we use a lot of corn in North China.
But Clara, you're always looking for what is fresh and local and in season. So usually on your, I love you call it the gourmet menu because it's really just the menu that's incredibly delicious, fresh and local. And actually, so if it's broccoli, you'll have broccoli. If it's some kind of greens, you'll be using that. Are there any Chinese vegetables, and we use that word, but are there vegetables that we're not as familiar with that you're actually using that are used more in Chinese cooking?
Yeah, I can say right now we use like a water spinach.
Uh-huh.
It's like a spinach, but it's not spinach. They have stem. The stem is crispy. We usually cook with the bean sauce. Yummy.
It is yummy. These are so yummy. You may convert me away from the poo-poo platter yet, Clara Lee, from the Great Wall in Florence, part of Local Hero Restaurant Days happening August 19th and 20th. You can see the restaurants participating. You can see the list
at buylocalfood.org. And these restaurants are open all the time, but we just love to let you know that it's local time, even in the valley, because it's August and now's the time to go to your local hero restaurant.